So, since the dawn of mankind, people have always looked up to the sky, witnessed wondrous and terrifying events, such as solar and lunar eclipses. These cosmic events were often seen as a warning of natural, social events or changes, climate catastrophes, plagues, civil uprising, etc. Now, we still experience eclipses. And for a brief period, the sun still disappears in the sky, turning day to night, But the fear isn't there anymore. So we understand them a little bit better. Now, eclipses often are partial or not observable because of either location or time of day or cloud cover. But do remember, even though you can't see them, they still do have an effect. So, to eclipse, by definition, means the total or partial obscuring of one celestial body by another, or to pass into the shadow of a celestial body. Eclipse, generally speaking, means to obscure or darken. A solar eclipse occurs when a new moon passes between the sun and the earth. This can be a time of new beginnings. A lunar eclipse happens when the earth passes between the sun and a full moon. This can represent the completion of something. Eclipses happen due to the position of the north and the south nodes of the moon, which are points where the moon's orbit intersects with the orbit of the sun. Whole nother conversation. Anyways, an eclipse, yes, is powerful interaction between the earth, the moon, and the sun. We usually have 4 to 6 eclipses a year, and they take place on new moons or full moons. And they're 3 times more powerful than just a regular new moon or full moon. Eclipses, like I said, they come in pairs, and they usually with one following the other, but the eclipse cycle is going to be reverse order in the zodiac, and they are as well matched or paired by polarities. So zodiac pair for the eclipses are going to be Aries and Libra, Taurus and Scorpio, Gemini and Sagittarius, Cancer, Capricorn, Leo and Aquarius, and Virgo and Pisces, which are polar opposites of each other. They come in that pair of order about every 18 to 24 months until they complete the cycle. Once they visit, they will take up to 19 years or about 19 years with, like, actually mathematical accuracy down to a degree in a day to complete a full cycle. So if you think about it, what 19 years ago, what the theme, or reflect back on what was going on then, you may be able to see the same pattern again. So just subtract, if you're old enough, of course. So now, the solar eclipse appears when the earth and sun are, solar eclipse appears when the moon stands between the sun and earth, cutting off the light of the sun from our perspective. A solar eclipse is a powerful lunation that takes place on a new moon and is 3 times, of course, more potent, than the normal new moon. The response that people tend to have to the solar eclipse is both physical and, of course, psychological and spiritual and mental. It's not uncommon to develop an awareness ahead of time, shortly before it, during, or in after the eclipse. Now, solar eclipses focus the spotlight solar, onto the self. So we can, live within our own self realm or spotlight things about self that we need to remember the importance of. I'll go into more detail about this particular one, but questions that we can ask, you know, or, you know, who am I? What do I want? You know, what do I see myself doing? You know, things like that about self. It's going to be a beginning or change in one, yourself's life. It's understanding. Solar eclipses can also help you regroup and focus for a while on an area that you may need a little extra attention or change to in your life. While the attention is still going to be focused on that particular area of your life, you can notice that it can be even more helpful or in close relation to your natal chart and whereas you need to kind of self-help that section of your life overall, or that section of your life natally is something that you need to work on in this lifetime. I can talk about that a little bit more, but the transit solar eclipse, which is the ones that we deal with every day as time is going, definitely shines light or can motivate or, you know, inspire the natal eclipse, which I talk about that too. A lunar eclipse arrives when the Earth stands between the moon and the sun. This cuts off the light of the sun from the moon, and during these events, the moon may become red, orange, brown, or sometimes disappear entirely. A lunar eclipse is a very, very intense lunation, of course, that happens on the full moon, and it can often bring about major endings, turning points, revelations, and realizations. Now, a little in depth here, spiritually, solar eclipses tend to be more exciting, friendly, joyous, you know, shiny, as we embark on a vibrant new path, pursue fresh horizons. You know, lunar eclipses tend to be more emotional, cause things to break down, work, cause fear of not truth, underlying feelings, shadow selves. You know, you gotta examine your place in the world either way, and though change is scary, it's as important as learning about self and things ending and changing to where you can get the new beginnings. Without one, you can't have the other. But you can auto make it easier or utilize the energy out there, i.e. from these eclipses, to help with that. It is a very powerful lunation, and they bring about transformation, change, in a very powerful way. So, of course, never expect anything, or never not expect, because they always going to bring the unexpected. Something you might not plan for, something monumental, something ending. Of course, another one can be in. They can bring about the happiest, most heartbreaking times, you know. Just very profound things occur during, or events occur during these eclipses. And, you know, someone says that the reason why is because the universe doesn't want us to forget that we need to evolve. And with that evolution, it can be intense. So he brings, or the universe brings an intense energy to kind of help us in that process. So somebody might ask, okay, you broke all that down. Well, astrologically, how can it affect me? Well, their very nature of intensity and change and transformation can bring crisis. Now, there are often destined or karmic situations that are meant to happen that you may not have known were going to happen. So, you can't change it. Depending on your birth chart, it will get you a really, really good understanding of the energy that the eclipse is bringing to you personally. Now, you can get somebody to help you read that one, or I can read it, or anything like that. But that would give you more personal understanding. But overall, solar eclipses are like new beginnings, new opportunities. Lunar eclipses tend to be faded ending breakdowns, you know, transformation, so forth, so on. Do remember and utilize and always keep in the back of your head that we're going to be pushed out of our comfort zones, either going to a new beginning or an ending. However, it's going to be out of our comfort zone. And you can feel overwhelmed and, you know, scared or fearful. But remember that these are chapters that were destined to change and that have been in the same place too long. They needed it. They needed this, the time to truly change, evolve, and be done with them. So, with that fear, know that it was destined and has happened. It's a good thing. They can also set up the themes for the upcoming 6 months or so, where that new beginning that this solar eclipse could bring might not be tomorrow, but it could be upcoming, it could be, or that ending that just happened, you might not get that new beginning right away, or that ending might not happen now, but may happen in 6 months. You know, there's an array of ways that the effects of the eclipse can occur before and after the eclipse actually happens. Some people can start feeling approaching, while others don't feel it till afterwards. Either way, you're going to feel it at some point, and it's going to show you personally where you need to make some changes in. So, basically, don't be afraid. Eclipses are dramatic. They're beautiful to watch, but as dramatic as they are and beautiful to watch, they have the same effect on your life. And with no true date or understanding that they will personally have an effect on you, you get a good range of 18 months, you know, give or take before, middle, and after. It helps to definitely match it to your natal chart and get a more thorough understanding. So, once your light's not blocked, you might be surprised what's revealed. Just keep that in mind. That's what I say. Once the light is no longer blocked, I may be surprised what's going to be revealed. Okay, so we have an upcoming solar eclipse in Libra, October 13th, around 10:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, give or take. It's going to have an emotional expression ruled by Venus, and it's going to be at the 21 degree mark in the element of air. Its modality is cardinal, as well as it is in the eclipse pair of Taurus and Scorpio, which this is going to be the last one in that cycle, and then we go on to the next one. So, you know, eclipses, of course, we know they bring about great beginnings, great endings, but of course, keep in mind that every eclipse will significantly affect you to where you notice, or you might not even personally feel anything. It is what it is. But one way to kind of find out, or, you know, utilize it, is to look at your natal birth chart and see where the planets fall there. If your sun is in the sign of either Taurus or Scorpio, then this is probably going to have some effect on you. Especially this set, Taurus Scorpio set of eclipses. It's also worth looking at what sign that the eclipse was in your prenatal chart, meaning basically the eclipse before you were born. That can help. You can also keep in mind that there are elements of element of air, which is what Libra is, might have some effect. You know, there's different ways, but the bigger picture of this eclipse season cycle of Taurus and Scorpio, I'm going to start with that before I go into particulars of this upcoming one. So, the Taurus Scorpio, of course, they're opposite signs, they're polar opposites, 6 months apart with each other, and they do have a common idea or topic, which some people might not notice, but Taurus is an earth sign and it represents Mother Nature in the material world. It's has a lot to do with what we value for everyday survival, what's worth us, such as basic needs like finances, food, resources. It also reflects our self-worth as well as beauty, since it is ruled by the planet Venus. The eclipses in Taurus indicate possible changes in these areas. They are also a time to surrender to the flow of the universe and accept the change that's going to come, which for some people, beauty, finance, food, resources, all those are not things that you kind of really want to change negatively, I guess. It's also word of advice, not a good time to make major life choices or be impulsive, because you may not have all the information just yet. So even though the eclipse is affecting or, you know, will affect you, it might be best to wait out the eclipse just a little bit, you know. Doesn't have to be that day, you know, manifest anything. Just kind of wait it out and see the roller coaster, especially because if there's a solar, there's a lunar. You see? So, kind of see. Because those are parts of our life that we really wouldn't be properly educated or wise on what changes we're going to make. Okay. Well, Taurus signifies basic survival. The water sign Scorpio is a representative of survival against difficult odds with the potential of regeneration. So much more going to Scorpio with that. But transformation, regeneration, death, rebirth, all of the above. Mars, which is Scorpio's ruler, and the opposite of Venus, give us the drive and energy that we need for the task. So not only do we have a Taurus-Scorpio eclipse, we do have the ruling of those signs, which is going to be Venus of Taurus and Mars of Scorpio, the effects from them too, which that could, Mars being your energy and Venus being your drive. Scorpio has a lot to do with finances that are not their own, and what we value at a deeper level, like things that we don't speak about, sex, death, you know, mental health, stuff like that. It is also also good to make sure you remember that those topics or themes that these signs can bring to light with a powerful 3x eclipse energy on them could cause erratic behavior, loss of focus, fear, all of the above. So, personal thing is, just meditate on it, what it's going to be showing you, and make sure you focus and listen and trust your intuition, because this isn't the time for altering those, you know, themes in our life. So, you know, personal set. Anyways, so I was sitting there thinking about it, and I realized is that those who are pregnant or haven't had children or are about to have children coming up, like, or just recently delivered, would still be in the Scorpio, you know, Taurus season cycle, that this group of babies, as well as us who are personally affected with Taurus Scorpio eclipse energy due to the placement of where Taurus and Scorpio lie in our charts, it's going to be the gift of, I don't know, showing the world the rightful use of power and energy. You know, power, the Mars, the Scorpio energy for healing. The lessons are going to be of a spiritual principle in nature, coming from Scorpio, of course. And they'll deal with personal boundaries as well as achieving material wealth. Also, self-worth challenges and self-happiness and joy are going to be themes that come with this Taurus-Scorpio cycle. We can also deal with doubt, you know, losses, financial home, but it comes with that transformation. And like I said, the solar being shine light on something new or new beginning. But do remember that it's not random, it's not a coincidence. It's already been planned and destined, you know? So keep in mind that this is inside of Libra. And Libra brings and deals with relationship and interactions or relationships with either partners, family, employees, employers, stuff like that. It's going to be any type of partnership or relationship type theme overall in all of this. So finances, especially for this particular one, which Libra is the planet of, this one is going to deal with all those themes I just mentioned, but in the sense of relationship. So, especially because we're in cuffing season, I'm sorry, relationship season, you know, it's with Venus being a ruler, your connections and bonds are going to be up for change. They are going to be amplified right now for those who have planets in their natal chart between 20 and 22 degrees of any of the sign Libra, Aries, or Capricorn, as well as Cancer. Those signs are cardinal signs, and those are signs that may be affected by this personal eclipse. Keep in mind, this impact could be over a period of time, over the next 6 months to 2 years. So, hey, just be on the mind, be on the lookout. But no, collectively, this eclipse is about fine-tuning our relationships and deciding which ones are working for us, which ones aren't. It's also possible that new bonds can be formed, It could be with the fact that Mercury is aspecting this eclipse, that diplomacy and compromise and conversation and communication may actually help these themes already, or these relationships, utilizing those things. Venus, being the ruler of this eclipse, is aspected with Saturn, which can cause an opposition or tension, in a sense, where we're requiring balance, give or take. We need to dig deep, true value, ask for self-worth, ask to see what we're worth. You know, it could be a back and forth game with yourself in reference to how you deal with relationships. It also has an aspect with Pluto, which can be indicative of traumas and wounds coming to the surface. Wounds that need to be faced and healed, of course. Remember, that's what new beginning is, a transformation. You might need a mediator, psychologist, healer, friend, kind of start the process. It might also be able to utilize spiritual guides or, you know, card readers, anything, anybody who can help you with the insight and the nature of the relationship issue. You also need to acknowledge any personal issues you might have with friends or coworkers. Those are also types of relationships. Neighbors, just whatever wounds or things that need to be healed between the dynamic of you and somebody else. Of course, with Pluto, you know, it's going to come with some type of, or feel like some type of destruction. But remember that purge or destruction is necessary for transformation to happen. It might not be pretty, might not feel good, but it's what it is. And it is always dark before light. So once you embrace that shadow or understand that dark, it'll definitely empower you to that light. What else do I want to mention about this one? Oh, fun fact. So this degree that the eclipse is falling in on, you know, charts, is called the combusta, or the fiery way. It's used in another form of astrology, but it combusta means the fiery way, which it definitely describes the energy from an eclipse, but it also might reflect the time where you feel particularly agitated and become unapproachable or resistant. And your mind, because of that, definitely got to, once I said back to, think, slow down, reflect before you take any action. Use that Libra discernment. Libra's greatest strength and weakness is decision making. Looking at a relationship from all angles in a fair, rational, level-headed manner, which you're going to need to be able to handle this stuff. Okay? And if it makes you feel better, that this eclipse is 2 degrees from the fixed star Spica, which is potentially the luckiest star in this form of astrology. So this fortunate one, which they call that star, should also help and bring us, you know, a little opportunity or a little luck to react with dignity, gain support, help heal to where it is basically a successful understanding. It also can free your mind, your heart, your emotions, free the other person's mind and all that above. It can cleanse a rift or anything. So all of that to say is with all this transformation and dealing with relationship and everything else, keep in mind that the lucky part about it is it's necessary and it's helping in some form or another. So we need to embrace it, be mindful, sit back, play, think about it, meditate, look at it in both sides, and then approach it. You know, a south node eclipse, which this one is going to, I don't know how to describe it. So it's going to warn us of harmful elements from the past, which is a little thing to keep in mind when you're dealing with these relationships and everything else. Whatever this issue could be, it's going to be coming from elements from the past that we need to let go, release of. It's not something current. It's also going to be something you need to do before you can begin again. It's going to close doors, complete things, let go of habitual patterns. Patterns started from before. All of those are endings and transformations. It gives us the insight that we need to ignite this shift or change or whatever, you know, you want to call it. But you're not going to be able to start nothing new if you don't clear those loose ends. They can be very, what you may say, out of sight, out of mind, but they're going to surface, and it might not feel outside of somebody else or to you. With Mercury, like I said earlier, use the communication, or don't use communication, and listen. That gift of Mercury will allow you to work through it and speak and compromise and get to express yourself the way you need to have or give understanding. It's also allowing you to express in other ways other than just talking. Communicate in ways that reaches the person that you're communicating with. Letter, email, song, you know, all of those things. Just don't hold it in. As much as we realize that all of these are going to be retro or past things that are coming to surface, keep in mind that we are still in the present day. And in the present day, in the present moment, we need these past things to be finished or completed for us to get current day healing, current day understanding. It is something that will give us profound release of negative patterns, issues, understandings, hurts, and challenge how we feel about ourselves, how we love ourselves, and then with that, love others. So utilize that in senses of this hurt now can be healed soon to, you know, bring and flourish something new later. Keep the spiritual essence of this overall south node lunar eclipse, everything about it, is to basically tap into our innate wisdom, reflect on things that have, and shed, get rid, clear, clean, and release all of that so that you can, I don't know, be ready to start the new era, new understanding, a new slate, but in you first, in your self-confidence, in your self-healing hurt, all of that, self first, then others. But we can't do it alone, and we can't do it without feeling it a little bit. Alright, so a quick rundown of how this eclipse could generally affect your sun sign. So, Taurus, it can remind you or it can give you the opportunity to leave your old self behind and step up to the most up-to-date version of yourself. Utilize this clarity to commit to new routines that are beneficial for your health, beneficial for your self-esteem and self-confidence. Gemini, let go of limiting beliefs and unhealthy mental patterns and things that you wishy-washy back on. Quiet the inner critic and open up to new love and receive joy. The overcritical thinking, you know, or the unhealthy patterns that you've made, basically have now gained accustomed to you. Let's kind of work on those. Cancer, resist the pressure to get out there. Home is where the heart is. Always remember that. So even during this eclipse season, your focus will need to be on family and your domestic life. I know you want to nurture and help them all, but focus on yours first. Leo, connect with your heart's true desires. Share your new insights through your stories and film. Use the Leo creativity. Discard old shoulda, coulda, wouldas and ideas and stuff, and really, really embrace what you want and share it. Virgo, let's shed that outdated belief that you kind of live on or focus on, what keeps you tied to a scarce mindset or a limited mindset or frugal or cheap or penny-pinching mindset that you can have and might have, that you can open up to receive new money-making opportunities. It's okay to invest in yourself. You are what you're investing in, and your investment is what takes care of you. So invest in yourself. It's okay. You don't have to count change and penny pinch forever. Libra, good financial planning will help you establish the stable ground you need to achieve self-sufficiency and independence. So use that air, that Libra discernment, that, you know, the truth seeking, and, you know, really plan to say what's going to be beneficial for me to achieve what I need to do myself. Utilize that gift to know that's not a good venture, that is going to be one, and it's okay to embrace it, even for self. Scorpio, your partnerships might shine or should shine a light on the hurts that need to heal. Once again, the dynamics and the partnerships in your life will shine some light on the self-hurts and things that need to heal. You are not going to uncover that yourself. It's going to be the dealing with your partners that's going to help you with that. Please invest in your inner peace and mental well-being, and utilize, once again, partner, i.e. meaning somebody else, like in counseling, in meditation or something, this is a time for you to look to others. You know, Sag, it's time for us to shed unhealthy health habits. We need to, I guess, slow down and stop mediating, seeing the bigger picture, both sides for everything, and look at ourselves. We can be neglectful to ourselves. We can pursue impulsive or fast or spur of the moment habits and stuff, especially when it comes to health. We need to shed those unhealthy habits. We need to utilize maybe new resources, friends, communities, whatever, to help us make that change to our health. We worry so much about others at times we don't focus on our own health, and our health is vital to help others. And when I mean health, I mean it could be mental health, physical health, spiritual health. But our health is needing to change some habits. Capricorn, let's create in, I don't know, joy and begin making decisions around career opportunities. Let your heart lead. You know, it might be something to stir the pot and come up with a new one. Let your other minds, higher mind, creative, joy, all that stuff, knowing side, help you make the decision for a career opportunity that can lead to things or whatever that your heart might really be calling to, you know, get into career wise. And you know what, backwards. Aries, we need to kind of remember and focus on the passion, the drive that we, the haste, the, you know, I mean, that purpose that's kicking us to do something right away, or to want to react. It can be detrimental in a relationship. So basically, that need to explode or rage, slow back a little bit. No, that can A, harm your relationship, but B, you can miss things. But C, what you really need is, why are you getting so, you know, wound? Why are you reacting? Why are you so explosive on something? Let's handle those things first, and maybe it'll eliminate those. We need to work on how we physically, well, Aries needs to work on how they physically release their frustrations or, you know, energy when it comes to others. Let's not hurt them physically or any other way. And that's that.